We're rolling.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Lights off!
I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
I wish people could see what we look like right now. Okay. I just looked at you and then I looked at my peripherals of me. And we look really bad.
Yeah, we're wrecked.
We can't pull this shit when we do our... Like, we can't look this bad. Like, we don't have to get dressed up, but, like, we look like...
I also feel like we're not going to be... We're not going to be able to, like, record on the fly like this. Are we?
Probably.
We can be like, we want to record right now.
Yeah, our team's... They cool.
Okay. I have big news. I am so good at the wave.
Guys! Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, before you open that bubbly water, you're going to be burping. Just saying. Anyway. Yeah. Yes. Any wave... You're so good at the wave. So
yeah, we just went and got coffee. It was kind of like a new discovery of mine.
It just happened.
Hidden talent.
That's your hidden talent. Every time we go past that intersection, now I will think of that.
Cool.
Of you doing the wave. Yeah, Alex isn't a dancer. That was so good. Alex is not a dancer at all, but guys, like, she does the wave better than like Liza. Sorry, Liza. You've been called
Peace
out.
Peace out.
Bitch. Just kidding. I really, really love you with all my heart. I don't think she listens, actually.
She doesn't.
She 100% doesn't listen. She literally doesn't know how long. No, she does. Guys, Liza does. Liza is one of those friends, like...
She's so supportive.
She's so supportive. Like, you literally, like, get ready that day, and she's like, I'm so proud of you. You are so worthy. Like, Liza's great. Anyway, we have a fucking episode today. Alex... might still be drunk.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's like that loopy, like, I'm tired, but I still have alcohol in my system.
Right.
No, very, but very normal.
I think this coffee did me well.
No, yeah, I needed this. My stomach, I was up all night tossing and turning with a stomach ache, and this coffee is clearing me out, if you know what I mean. Anyway.
It's doing its job.
It's doing its job. Let's do songs of the day, because we have a lot to talk about. Okay. What's your song of the day? I don't have one.
I'm going to say,
Sorry. Go. Okay.
I'm going to do the whole Take Care album.
Oh, wait, you could do that? A whole album? I didn't know we could do that.
If I had to pick one, it would be Over My Dead Body. I've been listening. So I, like I've said before, I listen to music when I fall asleep, and I'm putting the Take Care album on loop to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a good album.
It's
his best album.
Oh no, it is
debatable, but
it's his best in
like as a whole in his delivery, like in the beginning of it kicked off his career. Take care.
I think it was his best phase. Like I do love his new shit. Like Laugh Not Cry Later. Like it's a fucking bop. I'm English now.
We listened to it twice this morning.
Yeah, we listened to it a lot. But like Take Care era,
yes,
was like. I think it also just intertwined
nostalgic,
with our personal lives. Yeah. Like we were young as fuck. Like, it was just a good time. Good time to be alive. But no, that album, did it win anything?
I hope so.
I really hope so, but that's a fucking album.
Yeah. So if I had to pick one, Over My Dead Body.
Yeah. My song of the day is Just Friends by Olivia O'Brien.
The song gives me
so
chills.
Good. Like, I love Olivia's music. She's a good friend too. I love that I'm like a fan of her music while also knowing like she's a dope individual.
Right.
Like, because there's nothing worse like loving an artist and then hearing the worst story about them, that they're like a fucking asshole.
Like
Olivia's amazing. Yeah, exactly. Like The Weeknd, like we talked about last. Fuck that guy. Olivia's amazing though.
Yeah,
Just Friends.
She's so sweet.
Oh my God, that is such a good song. Wow, really good song. Okay. Let me set down my coffee. I'm literally holding it in the air so high this whole time.
One last, like,
okay. Cheers. We went to Phil's Coffee. What's your order?
I got a large Julie's Ultimate with medium almond milk, light stevia, iced.
I got a large large Jacob's Wonder Bar with light almond milk, light honey, iced. All right. Okay, so I think we mentioned last episode that a date was happening Saturday. So it happened last night.
Well, okay,
let me set up this whole thing.
Let me say this. It wasn't a date.
Okay, fair.
It was not a first date. I think we said we're going to like a, it was like a socially distanced social event.
So it was a silent disco.
It was a silent disco on the beach. It was his friend who was DJing and we went.
The silent disco was dope.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say like, I had fun.
I had so much fun. Like for how much we've been missing live music, like my beanie looks funny. For how much we've been missing live music, like that fulfilled me and gave me serotonin on a level that I haven't had in a while. And I was thinking like, how is this going to be socially distanced? But these headphones reach, it was like what, 200 yards?
At one point we had went like down to the water and I was like, oh shit, like the music's still playing. It went deep. It went far.
That's why it was social distance. So it was,
yeah.
This, if you have any in your area, go. I mean, I felt incredibly safe the whole time. Like that was dope.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Dope. So the night itself was fun, but let's talk about how it went down. Like they don't know anything about this situation. Like how long have you been talking to this guy? Like what led up to last night? And then we'll talk about last night.
So we had been texting. God, I think it's been like a month now. And we've been, it's been about like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And we've been texting like on and off. It's been like leading up to this night. Like it was going to be a whole fun night with like all of our friends. And I brought you and Leanna.
With all of our friends.
All of our friends.
The fucking three of us because we have nobody else.
Always. And I texted him that I was there and he never texted me back, but of it, like I went up to him because I had seen him, but it was like a weird introduction.
Like off the bat, we should have known like, okay, the tone is set a little just different than we expected. Not good or bad, but just like, okay, so I told you I'm here. You didn't. Text back and now I luckily knew what shirt you were wearing from your story, so I walked up to you
because it was hella dark. If I didn't know what he was wearing, I would have been like going up to like random people like, hi, are you this guy's name, are you this guy? it was weird off the bat, and then we ended up like not even hanging out with the guy the whole time.
There was like a few times where we like maybe danced like on the same channel, because there was three different channels for the headphones, and like we'd like kind of like dance for a sec and then like he would like walk away, or like we'd walk away sometimes, like we would run down to the beach, like whatever. I don't know, it was fine because like obviously he was there, like his homie was DJing it, so like he's not gonna sit and give us the attention the whole time.
Yeah, whatever. And that's not to be expected. So the plan was to like kick, to my understanding, was to kick it after. And the end of the night came and he kind of just dipped. Like he didn't say bye. I think we had noticed that he kind of just like started walking away with the guy who was DJing. And do you notice that they like left all their shit there?
Yeah. Well, he took his like mixing like board thing, but so I actually learned, cause I asked one of the workers, they hire a company that does the headphones. Gotcha. So that guy back, is the guy who stayed back, like he cleans up everything.
Got it.
He's just there like, with his board, and he mixes. DJ,
like just left.
No, yeah, he just rents those. He doesn't own those. Or
got
anything.
It. Okay. Yeah, but they just dipped.
They did.
And then I texted him, and I was like, "Yo, I thought we were gonna kick it." And it was just weird. Like he texted back and said,
"Yeah, you can read it if you want."
I just said, "Yo, I thought we were gonna kick it," and he said, "Ha, yeah, my friends wanted to go. What are your guys' plans?" And there was like a little bit more back and forth. Obviously we didn't end up kicking it.
No. He was like you would like suggest something and he'd be like, haha, maybe LOL. Like he was just super like,
I don't even know how to like,
not straightforward. I know. I feel like this isn't coming through the podcast the way we want it to, guys, but like we're both just kind of speechless of how this person handled the situation. Yeah,
it was just
like,
I don't even know how to understand.
Like, I don't know. Like my thing is like, have like the decency to say bye.
Yeah.
He does not owe you anything, but human to human.
Yeah.
Say bye.
And the thing is like, okay, we didn't crack on.
No, that's fine.
And that's obviously that's the point of us meeting, is to like see if we crack on.
Yep.
We didn't. And that's fine. We could be friends. Mm-hmm. Like be a normal person to me.
He Irish goodbye'd.
Yeah.
We were just like sitting there like, we're still here, headphones on, listening to now a preset playlist that his homie left. Cause like he kept it playing, but like he stopped mixing obviously because he wasn't at the beach anymore.
Right.
So we're just listening and we're like, should we just go? Like,
and we were having a blast. Like we were dancing, we mm-hmm. were having fun. Like I felt like we were being inviting.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Remember he like came over to you a couple times and was like, are you on drugs?
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys. He asked me if I was on Molly like 2 to 3 times. And I was just like,
no, we're just fun.
I'm just a fun person.
We're just like, literally we came to the beach to listen to music. What are you going to think? Like, what do you think we're going to do? Stand here?
Just like
we're dancing.
Bob and we, like, I like to dance and I was dancing. He was like, cause we went to dinner before and he knew that. Not, he didn't come with us, but he knew that we went to dinner, whatever. And he was like, did they put Molly in your food?
We're like, no, we're just fun.
I just have a fun personality. I don't know. No shade first, towards the guy, but I'm just like, what the hell?
Yeah, no shade. It was, we just didn't mesh.
Yep.
I think, so I've always said that I've wanted like a first date to be like a friend social thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's my thing anymore.
I was thinking about that too, because I mean, just to preface all of this, like, just so you guys know where my credibility stands, I've never been on a date. Boyfriends have taken me on dates, but we're already together.
Yeah, you've never been on like an introduction date.
I have never met somebody on a date ever in my life. I've never been asked on a date. I've never gone on a first date. Anybody I've ever like dated, I've known either through mutual friends or like my last relationship, like we met, but like in a friend group. Like it's
been social situations.
Social, which is great, but I've never like, I guess this is the reason I haven't done this really is because I haven't been on dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, now I guess things are different. I've been asked on a few dates on Raya, but like, I don't know. Like I get the hesitation now. Like now, like the second that the question is popped, I'm kind of like, I'm nervous because I've never done it though.
Yeah.
Like you've done it. I need to get that first one done. I know I'm going to like it.
I think you should just like set one up.
Well, I want to do the thing where we both go.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys have seen that TikTok. It's like, you have to start
planning your dates with your best friend at the same time.
At the same restaurant, at the same time, and meeting up in the bathroom and talking about it. But like, we need to do that, Alex.
Okay.
That's
after this, let's plan a date.
Well, yeah, we'll both like start messaging somebody and go on a date.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But what I was saying, I don't think like that kind of social situation where I couldn't like get to know him.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's where that was going. I was about to say the same thing. Like it creates like, okay, I don't have to get to know her. She's doing something else, or I don't have to get to know him. He's doing something else.
Yep.
And then like, we're all nervous to do it. It's one of those things where you have to force yourself. So if you're not in a situation that forces you to do it, you're not going to do it. And that's exactly what happened last night.
Yeah. But like, I get like you saying that about him, but I felt the opposite. I was like, I want to get to know this guy.
No, for sure. Like so often we'd look at each other and we'd be like, should we like go up to his group? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, clearly he just like wasn't rocking with it, which is fine. But usually like you can kind of pick up on that energy, but the energy last night was like, are you feeling it or no? And then he hits you this morning.
Yeah.
Read what he said. So before she reads this, like we're sitting here like, okay, maybe he's not vibing with her, like whatever. But then he hits her with this.
He texts me this morning and goes, super nice meeting you guys last night. We're going to have to hang out more.
Huh? What? I don't think you liked it. I don't think you enjoyed hanging out with us, guy.
It didn't yet.
So didn't when he said like that, I was like, wait.
Are you just saying it to say it?
Or is that how you socialize and that was a good situation for you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I almost want to be like, did you think that was good?
Like something like that needs to be said. I don't know. We need to call a guy friend. We need to like,
should we phone in a friend?
Oh my God. Yeah. That text definitely threw me off guard. What are you going to say back though? Like we need to respond.
My initial thought was, I'm not gonna text him back.
Yeah.
But I feel, I mean, see, I feel like I'm a decent person. Like, I'm gonna text him back.
Right. I would. Because then, okay, that's kind of just doing what he did last night. Like, he ghosted and not like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I
don't believe in ghosting.
I wouldn't ghost like that.
Okay. You only ghost if you're in like a danger situation.
Yes.
But like this.
It's acceptable.
Right. Like, I feel like close it out.
Like, maybe he does feel like he wants to. Maybe he does feel like that was a good date and he wants to hang out more. So I'm not going to ghost because of that, you know?
Maybe would you give him another chance in the sense of like a one-on-one now that you know he's not a serial killer?
Yeah.
He still could be, but like, you know what I mean? We'll mic you up. We bring podcast equipment.
I have Secret Service behind me.
They're just standing there. You're like, oh yeah, sorry. These come with me everywhere. They were actually at the beach that night. They were under the sand.
They were buried. They were making sandcastles.
They're just babies. They're 3-year-olds. They're like, bleh.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you should.
Okay, because the 3 weeks of texting were great. Like, yeah. We were cracking on about music. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh shit, like, I could get to know this guy. And it was this one night that kind of killed it. So maybe it was just like the social, it was just like everything that happened last night didn't meet my expectations.
Right.
So maybe he does deserve a second shot.
Yeah. Okay. We've been recording for 19 minutes. The wave of our opinion of this.
Fuck
this guy. Now we're like, maybe we should give him. Okay. Also, do you notice this whole narrative? I'm saying we. That is the epitome of best friends. We are both dating this man right now.
Yeah.
You were just the face of it. I'm literally the vice president. Like, I make decisions, but you're the face of the country. Alex 2020. Anyway. But
I think he deserves a second shot.
I do. Yeah, maybe. Maybe so. Another thing we were talking about last night that could have possibly happened is like, okay, put it in perspective. Like, I'm a DJ. And this is my event. You're him bringing like some guys. I look at you and I go, all right, like, I'm actually like really tired. Like, I don't want to like be social. Like,
you're right.
Can we just leave? Regardless of how good or bad your date was going, you would come with me because you're just like my friend.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, all right, like, let's go. Like,
yeah.
So maybe that happened. Like, maybe his homie wasn't feeling it and he was just being a good friend.
I agree. But what I keep coming, like what I keep having to tell myself is he didn't say bye.
No, that specific action of this night has zero validation.
Zero.
So everything I'm saying is not backing up that point.
Not even like
say
a
bye.
Thanks for coming.
Literally, like, be a decent human and say goodbye to people.
Be a fucking man.
It's rude. It's rude not to say bye to people. But the fact that he like dipped.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, maybe his friend had diarrhea. Like, dead ass. He could poop.
I was going to say, maybe he had a really bad stomachache.
Exactly. Or maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just our dynamic.
Is this us like validating last night?
I don't know. Because then I'm also sitting here like, are we just validating men? Are we just validating the fact that we weren't treated the way we wanted to be treated?
Like,
fucking conditioned to.
Yes. But like on the other side, people have bad days.
Yes. No,
you
you're
can't
totally
hold
right.
people up to like these standards and expectations right. of a wonderful night.
That's why, I mean, that is the phrase, everybody deserves a second chance. So give him the second chance if you want.
Yeah.
And how that goes, I think could be our ultimate tell-all.
That'll be a tell-all for sure. All right. Second shot.
Should we call him?
Boom. Should I text him back?
Yeah.
And see if he texts back like while we're recording?
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, I don't give a fuck. I said, haha, yeah, nice to meet you guys too. We should go to that restaurant Bakari sometime.
Yep.
If he latches onto it, great.
We'll
if
see.
If he doesn't,
yeah.
Eh.
He's lucky he's even getting a second chance.
Exactly. Because this morning, there was no shot.
Yeah, there was no shot. Yeah. But see, this is why you got to talk things out.
Yep.
I'm glad that this could be
therapy.
I hope you guys are enjoying this too. Like, we're literally just only, this
we're just
so
talking.
Narcissistic. We're just talking about like our things going on. How are you guys?
Yeah.
Let us know on Thursday. How are you guys?
Any dates like this that like what?
Yeah. Like
have
what should
any
we
of
do
you guys,
different next time? Like, do you guys have any situations you went through like this?
Yeah. And any advice like how we should have handled it? Like maybe we should have done something different.
I don't know.
Unless but
it
we
was
were
so
like,
weird.
I'm very confident in how I was.
Yep.
Like,
that's all that matters.
I was myself. Mm-hmm. I put in the amount of effort that I think I should have.
Yep. Oh my God. Our Uber driver on the way to this silent
disco. She set the tone for sure.
She did.
She was amazing.
Okay, we get in the car. She's a spunky motherfucker. Her name's Anna. She was amazing. She was so spunky. Like, we were talking about just like
where she grew up.
Yeah, she was like a military child. So she's lived so many places and like how crazy the world's been. And you, like, as a woman, you need to be safe. About, like, she was a badass.
Yep.
We
stopped at CVS.
We stopped at CVS and we were picking up like drinks and stuff. And I saw like the CVS like flower, like real flowers, fresh cut flowers, whatever. And I bought her a bouquet of flowers. And as we're walking back up to the car, she started crying. She's like, you girls are so sweet.
She's like, I'm adopting you guys.
I know. I was like, yes, please, mom, do. Her car is decked out in Halloween decor, yeah, too.
Literally like hanging pumpkins everywhere.
Like
mini pumpkins.
I was in the middle of the seat. What'd you say?
I said hanging pumpkins. I just pictured big ass pumpkins.
Like the big like jack-o'-lanterns. You can't even see. Well, I was in the middle seat and I was looking
for. Yeah, you can't.
There was a big ghost. There was a big white ghost you literally couldn't see in the back seat, but it was so worth it. She was amazing. And towards the end of our ride, she was like, oh yeah, I'm a sidekick.
Yeah, she was like, because we told her we told her what we were doing.
Yeah.
And she was like, she started to like say stuff about the guy. She was like, he's
witty, like he likes,
yeah,
like,
he wants someone who's going to be there themselves. And I'm like, do you know him?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm a psychic. She's like, I'm a psychic. And I was like, oh shit, this is tight. And yeah, she like started to
kind of like a quick little like prep reading for you and was just like, just
be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she gave me like the confidence going into it.
Yes. No, she was really awesome. We got her number too. We should do a reading with her.
We should.
What if we brought her on here and did a reading?
100%.
That would
be fucking, you guys would love her.
Sick. Oh, you guys
would love her.
Like, she's her voice.
I can't wait to hang out with her.
And she's amazing. we should go to that restaurant with her.
Yes.
I'll text her.
Yeah. No, we should text her and like let her know how it went.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh my God, I'm so excited. So let's wrap this into something that other people can fucking relate to and want to hear. First dates, man. I mean, this is it's new to me. Like, last night made me see like what I'm getting myself into.
And it is so, there are so many like highs and lows of dating. Like,
right.
First date specifically, like I've had some great, remember that guy Anthony I dated like a year ago?
The chef.
Yes.
Yeah.
That first date was incredible. Oh, yeah. We literally sat and talked for like 3 hours and we went and walked around Santa Monica, I think it was.
Yeah.
And that was such a good first date.
Oh my God, that was really good. I remember being like constantly checking in with you. I'm good.
I remember texting you and I was like, I think I'm gonna marry this guy. Yeah. Obviously it didn't work out, but
you're like, oh no, I'm married.
The epitome of first dates.
Right.
Yeah, we, and I'm so not, I always get like very insecure about first dates in the sense that like, what if we have nothing to talk about?
Yeah.
Like
the social part of it.
Exactly. I'm always like, I get in my introverted turtle hermit and I'm like, I'm not going to have anything to say. Like, I don't know how to start a conversation. We sat and talked, this guy a couple of years ago, we sat and talked for like 3 hours and it was amazing.
Yeah.
So there are so good, like there are great first dates and then there are bad ones like last night.
Yep.
And you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
Because I went into that thinking, oh my God, this is like,
no, we were pumped all week.
Yeah. I didn't even have that insecurity that I usually have.
Right. Right. Because the text conversation was so awesome.
Right.
But that just goes to show, I mean, it was behind the phone, people are a lot different.
Blindsided.
Completely. The situation was weird. But my thing, I guess like my insecurities, if I could think of some, like going into first dates, I'm not worried about the social thing. I could talk to a wall.
You're good at that.
I'm good at talking.
But I will sit in silence.
Right. My thing is like, I mean, I doubt this will happen because I don't think I would even like match with somebody. Well, I guess I don't.
You never know.
I never know. Yeah. But what I was going to say is like, I would be nervous that he's too serious.
Yeah.
Like if I crack a joke and he's just like straight face and I'm like, shit.
Yeah, like, I don't think you'd ever end up on a date with someone like that.
But who knows?
Yeah, like, maybe people are like witty and comical over text.
Yeah.
Because they're more confident because you don't see their face. But like in person, they could be like, duds.
Yes. I need wit. I need wit when I'm like talking to people, and it's not like if you don't have it, I don't like you type thing, but like when you're wit, I'm like hyping myself, when you're fucking amazing and witty, it's so hard when somebody doesn't like give it back. You're just like, ugh,
yeah,
tough crowd. Something that like we talked about this a few episodes ago, but like something that I like to do is FaceTime. And I think like FaceTime before we meet. And yeah. I think that's beneficial to see that live like mannerism.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's like,
you're right.
I think it would like save a lot, you know?
Yeah. And me and this guy, we didn't.
Yeah.
So like that could have saved
maybe, try it next time. Like try, like next time you match with the guy that you're feeling, like ask to FaceTime.
Yeah.
I like it. Like I've been FaceTiming somebody since August, and we still haven't met. We still haven't met because he doesn't live here, but like we've been FaceTime like every day.
Yeah. He's dope.
He's amazing.
And you would never know that if it was,
if we didn't fucking FaceTime.
Yeah, if it was just text.
I don't know. Cause so like he's like good at texting.
Yeah. That's
remember
true.
His opener? I think I said it hella podcasts ago.
Yeah.
His opener was like, you got any
good dad jokes?
And I said,
my dad,
that's the joke. And it was all uphill from there.
Yep.
He was like, yup. And you're I was like, one. Yep. We just like understood each other's humor at that point. No, he's cool. But like he was the one that asked to FaceTime. And I think I would have never done it. Like I would have never asked. And now that I know it, like it's good to FaceTime. Like now yeah. I feel like this is a whole other side of dating that people need to adapt to. FaceTime. Normalize FaceTime.
My insecurity is like creeping out right now. I'm just picturing like me FaceTiming a guy on the phone and like we're just staring at each other, not saying anything.
It wouldn't happen though.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah. Like the worst that would happen is the conversation turns into like a, so like,
what are you guys doing?
Like,
where
your couch looks really cool behind you. Like there will never be silence, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think a lot of humans, like you're naturally, when you're in awkward situations, you want to fill the silence.
You're literally silent right now.
When people are silent in conversation, I hold my breath.
Really?
Yes. Like right there, I held my breath. I was like, she needs to say something. I need to crack a joke.
I can go so long without saying anything.
With people you're comfortable with.
I think with strangers too.
You literally just said you'd fear it.
Yeah, because I fear that that's what I'm going to do because that's what I do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Hmm. Leading up to this weekend, I mean, for the like 3 days leading up, you were tripping about what you were going to wear.
Yeah,
how do you go about like first date attire?
Okay, so this was a little different for me because we had a lot of factors to think about.
Right.
It was nighttime. It was going to be like chillier than it has been. So here in LA. Mm-hmm. So we had to think about outerwear.
Outerwear.
And we were on the beach.
Barefoot.
So, and we were going to be dancing. So you have, there's like, you have to be comfortable, but you still want to be like cute and steezy.
Right.
You have to be able to like dance without like shit popping out.
Yep.
So I had a lot of things to think about. So I'm like, fuck, what am I going to wear? I feel like I ended up loving my outfit.
Good.
Because I was super comfortable.
I feel like that's definitely like the base threshold is you just want to fucking feel cute as fuck.
Yep.
Because then naturally your confidence is there.
Yes. And you don't want to have to worry. Like you don't want to have to, how do I say this? Like, you know how like sometimes you'll put on a dress and you'll have to like pin it a certain way.
Yes.
You don't want to have to like worry about anything like that.
God forbid there's a malfunction. And you're on a date.
You don't want any wardrobe malfunctions.
You don't want that smoke.
So you have to. Sorry. Go ahead. You have to start.
This episode is a fucking shit show.
Is it?
In a good way.
Okay.
I hope.
I like it.
Our moms will listen to it. That's literally all that matters. Okay. Go on.
Yeah. You just have to be. Comfort is key.
Key.
Comfort is key for me.
I just yelled. I'm so sorry.
You sat back like, oh my
God. Like that was so rude. People are like, if they have headphones in, I just hurt them. Go on.
I think comfort's top notch. I wore a mini dress and it was tight, but I wore like a big oversized race car jacket over it.
Perfect.
And it was and I had it like buttoned up so that if my dress started to, which it did at the end of the night, my dress turned into a shirt and I was just like,
oh God.
But my jacket was long enough and buttoned and big enough that like that
completely covered me. I was going to say, what about your frontal? But you had it buttoned.
I had it completely buttoned. Like my jacket turned into my dress.
I mean, I didn't even notice. So boom, exactly. You're good.
Boom. Roasted.
Roasted.
And the shoe thing wasn't a situation because right. We were on the beach.
Yeah.
So I just wore like sneaks, I think.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah. I think. It was years ago. I can barely remember.
I just wore sneaks. But yeah, I liked my outfit.
How do you go about like, how much body do you want to show on a date? Like, what's that? So how do you feel about that?
I was like trying on outfits, obviously. And I had this really cute, it was like a sheer crop top and it was like high neck. And I was going to wear it with a mini skirt and, but a little bit of nips showed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, this is too much for a first date.
Yeah.
You don't want to give it all up. Absolutely. First date.
Yeah.
I think a good rule of thumb is obviously if you're comfortable with what you're showing, but
like, what's your personal threshold?
An inch of cleavage.
An inch of cleavage. What about your waistline?
Yeah. I like my waist. I'll show off my waist.
Yep.
I'll show off my curves, but in something that's covering them, if that makes sense.
Right. So it's like, if you notice, but I'm not going to throw it in your face.
Right.
I'd be the same way.
Yeah.
I think like, definitely waist. Like I every outfit I show midriff. Every single outfit I show. Like,
yeah, you're a crop top. Always have crop tops.
High waisted pants and crop tops always. So midriff. I like my legs, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I would show them right away.
Oh, I love showing my legs.
I do too, but I just right away.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a big like I'll show like my leg skin and my arm skin. But I'm not a crop top pants person like you are.
Yeah.
I won't show my midriff.
I love showing my arms. Yeah. I don't know why. Like I love having nice tank arms. Tops. Thank you. Are we about to kiss right now? I also have like new tattoos. So like that's a new thing for me. How do you go about makeup? Because like it's your first impression. Like you want to look good, but you don't want to like catfish. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. I feel like I do my makeup the same. Every day.
Me too.
No matter like where I'm going, who I'm seeing. So I always have just the same routine.
That's true.
And my thing is like, I don't do eyeshadow.
No.
I'm not a big like makeup person. Yeah. I do like foundation, mascara. Sometimes I do my brows.
We literally have the same makeup routine.
Yeah. brows are like, I won't go out without brows.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm going to do my makeup how I do it every day because I don't want to give you the impression that I look a certain way. Right. And then the next time we hang out, I no makeup and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. I think the only thing I would zhuzh up for a first impression would be the outfit. I don't do anything to my hair. If like, you know me, you know, I just let it air dry.
I never brushed my hair for last night. I usually don't. I usually just like let it air dry.
Yeah. And it was like straighter and like, no, that did look good. But I think like outfit would be the only thing I judge.
Yeah. And your outfit is for you and I, our outfit is our personality.
Yep.
So we kind of, we're like, okay, I'm going to,
I'm in this mood.
I'm in this mood and I want to show you like my stees through my clothes because that's what we do.
Yep. 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 I wore a Canadian tuxedo last night. I wore denim on denim.
Oh, is that what I was like, what's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Your outfit was steezy.
I felt like out of an 80s movie, but like a guy. I was wearing a big, like it was an XL Carhartt vest, like denim vest.
It was funny. You were like, God, I'm hot. And you took it off. Like there was a difference.
No, big difference.
Really?
It's thick. Because it made my torso warm.
We've talked about this. Our logic of like keeping warm is so different.
Yeah. You're like, if your arms are showing, you're cold.
Yep.
As long as my core is warm.
See, my core doesn't matter to me.
Like I could wrap a scarf around my stomach and I'll be warm. Like as long as my core and like my chest is normal. Like my torso. Legs are, I don't care.
No, my limbs are my temperature takers. Thermometers.
Ew. Ew. Thermometers as limbs. Okay, so last night with this guy, like you obviously didn't like kiss or anything. Like, mm-mm. Do you think you'll kiss on the second date? Like, when does that Like, I feel like this episode is for me to learn. Like, I'm just asking you so many questions.
I guess my that completely depends on like the energy of.
Of course.
And like,
you're not going to be like, hey, it is our first date. We must kiss now.
And I'm not like a date kisser. Like I'm not the type of person to like, okay, we go out to a nice dinner and you take me home and you kiss me goodnight. I'm not like that. I'm more of like a caught in the moment. If we're like vibing and like, see, last night I felt like I would have, if we were vibing and like dancing, that would have been like a good kiss situation.
Yes. We're gonna kiss.
How he gonna kiss?
That would have been like a good kiss situation.
Yeah.
This next time, if we do hang out again and we go to like dinner, just us two, I don't think we would kiss.
Unless it goes well and like
we end up like,
well, like, what if he dropped you off and he did like kiss you in the car? Would that bug you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't know. I guess I'm weird like that. Like, if it's just us two and we're not in like a private, intimate place, I don't want to just, I don't get intimate like that.
Mm-hmm. It has to just be a full moment.
It has you to be a full moment.
Like music. Exactly. I was like, outdoor. Like you need just like a full vibe.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm not like a private or a silent kisser. Does that make sense?
You're loud.
I'm not an out of the blue kisser. There we go.
Yeah. You need the full moment.
Yeah.
I get that. Because that creates comfort.
Yeah.
Someone just like fucking...
Exactly. Like, so yes, when, like you said, if he like kissed me in the car at the end of the night and it was out of the blue, I would be like, I didn't like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember my first kiss with Caleb?
Oh my God. Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was really sweet.
That is how I expected last night to go. Yeah. Not to like compare, but it was a comparable situation. It was a guy I met at a music festival.
Yep.
We were vibing and dancing and I still talk to the guy to this day.
Right.
And he lives cross country, but it was like 2 years ago. We were at a music festival and we ended up just running into the guy. And he, at the end of the night, we were like vibing, talking, and he asked me to kiss him.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I remember we were in line to get our last drink.
Yeah. That's my first kiss expectation. What's yours? You
did you see me sitting here like trying to think? My last first kiss, like a few months ago, and it was like people around us were like, kiss. Leanna and Max were like right next to us and it started raining. We were like on the balcony, it started raining. Yeah. You don't know this?
No.
Max and Leanna like looked over and Max looked at me and was like, just kiss him. Aww. And I kissed him.
See, that would freak me out.
Oh no, I thought like sure, I was like nervous, but like I liked it. It was like a cute moment. Other than that, first kiss I've had are like being asked. Like I like that. I was like, can I kiss you right now?
Like would you kiss a guy at the end of a good date? Good first date?
I don't think I would. I don't think I'd kiss on the first date. No. Like I think I'd kiss on the second date. But like I just don't think I'd kiss on the first date.
Right.
For no really deep reason other than just like assuming I wouldn't, but who knows? I've never fucking been on one.
When do you think it's appropriate to like go back to his place?
Oh God. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's something
you've never had to consider.
I've had one night stand. It was right after high school and I hated it.
Yeah.
It was awful. For personal reasons, but like, I just don't think I would go that quick. I feel like it's like a part of like my sexuality truly is I have to have an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking some crazy, like we need to be in the deepest of love. Like I've had sex before love, but I do need to just have that trust.
Yeah.
That trust that you're at the bare minimum clean and safe.
Yeah.
And not this crazy like person that's like sleeping with hella people.
Yeah.
Like do your thing. But like, I'm just not going to share that with you then for my safety.
But you can go back to someone's house and not do that.
For sure. I think I would, I would just be super nervous because the stigma of like, yeah, come back to my place. I'd be like, God, is he expecting something right
exactly
now?
Exactly.
But I'm also
have to like,
I'm,
you're so,
so good,
at,
good at holding my ground. And I'm even better with temptation. Like it wouldn't even be a tempting thing because my brain won't want it, mm-hmm, because it's the first date.
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever go back to someone's place on the first date.
Yeah. All power to you if you do. I mean, like my sister does. My sister is one of those people. Like, we have total opposite outlooks on like sleeping with people. Like, she doesn't give a fuck. She's, yeah, just like, it's life. This is a human thing you do with your body and you enjoy it if you do. And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. Like, that's how she feels about it. But like, I'm over here like, no, I need to trust you and da da da. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm so excited for you to go on your first date.
No, me too. Cause I feel like we'll be able to have a really amazing kind of part two to this, whatever the fuck this episode is. I feel like it'll be a really good kind of part two, where I can give you guys like, cause right now you're hearing what I think I'm going to be.
What you could be completely different. Opposite. And I feel like, well, okay. The thing is it could be different with different people.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I think like this guy that you've technically never met before but you've talked to for months.
Since August.
I think you guys are going to get together. You're going to crack on immediately. And I think all of your like, not standards, but like all of your, what you think your criteria are going to be out the window with this,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. I wonder how it's going to be.
I think it is. There's been so much buildup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you guys are going to like jump into shit right away.
Yeah. I know. I mean, we know a lot about each other too.
Like, yeah. Yeah. You've definitely like taken advantage of the amount of time that you guys have had to get to know each other.
Right. And like, this doesn't mean I'm going to like sleep with him or anything. I don't know.
No. That's, yeah.
However, that threshold I have, like,
I think
I'm kind of almost there.
The comfort's there already.
Yes, the comfort's there. But obviously, I need to fucking see him in person. Yeah. We always joke. He's like, because he's really tall. But he's like, what if when you meet me, like, I'm not as tall as I tell you? So one time over FaceTime, I was like, okay, well, let's get to the bottom of this. And I was like, let's measure our limbs. And we measured our limbs and we figured out.
You guys do cute shit.
His arms are the length of my legs, you guys.
He's a tall motherfucker.
He's literally the tallest person on the planet.
Can you talk about your dream? You had a dream.
Okay, I had a dream. I told him about this too. He was in my dream and
he's like, okay, he's not like a big guy. He's a tall, lanky guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's not, yeah.
Just to give them the preface.
Right, you need that. So knowing that, in reality, I had the weirdest dream about him. I had a dream he was obese, like very obese, and like 20 feet tall. And I don't think I told you this part. The dream kind of faded now because it was a few days ago, but what I remember is he picked me up.
You hugged him.
Yeah, I remember hugging him and like feeling like his body and being like, oh.
This isn't what I expected.
But like, I remember like really enjoying it still. Like, it was a really good hug. And he put me in a tree. He picked me up and he put me in a tree. And I was like, let me down. He was like, no. Like, but it was like a 20 foot tall tree. So like, I couldn't get down without him. But like, he was tall enough to put me in it. Really weird. I thought it was weird that my brain fabricated a hug with a person that I've never hugged.
Yeah.
That's fucking
wild
weird
to me.
Yeah. Somebody please explain that. Should we call Anna, our Uber driver? She'll fucking know.
She'll know.
So this is something you might need to go face if you go on another date with this guy at this restaurant. How do you feel about the paying etiquette?
Oh, I'll always offer.
Me too.
I'll always throw down.
Yeah.
It's always nice when he's like, no, I got it.
Sure.
I don't have any expectations. Like, good. I'd love to split it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll always offer. I'll just kind of see. And I offer with like knowing that I'm okay paying.
Right.
You know, yeah. I'm not offering to be
just
like
to offer. Yeah. Like, you're actually like, no, I will pay.
Exactly.
Yep. I think I know for a fact that the way I'm going to be, I'm literally, cause I'm just so fucking prideful in an Aries. I'm going to like, when I go to the bathroom, give the waiter the card just to have. Like, that's what I want. Like, I'm like, no, bitch, like, I'm going to pay. I have the power without even having the stupid tiff of like, no, we'll split it. Da, da, da. Like, that's just me wanting like the power though.
Yeah.
But I've already thought about that. Like my first date, like
that's smart.
I'll do the card thing. I love that. Okay, well.
Your armpit stains?
Oh, yeah, I'm really sweaty right now. I'm in a black shirt and you can
wait,
still see
it was so hot last night.
Dude, it was so, we were I so sweaty. I was
profusely sweating.
Yeah. And then we walked into the water and I got my jeans wet. I had wet jeans. And like, they're like thick, like Levi, like nice.
Being in the water denim. Was dope.
Yeah, not when you have wet jeans.
Yeah.
It was awful. Okay, so we don't really know what this episode is. I guess it was a little taste of, we're talking first dates. We're letting you know how our night went.
It was kind of just like a ramble.
It was a ramble episode. Is this something you guys like?
Yeah. Did you guys hate this?
Yeah. Just be honest. We need the feedback. Like, should we have just kind of like a stream of consciousness ramble episode ever so often? Is this something we like? Let us know. But your homework for Thursday, was that such a triggering sentence to some people? First date stuff. I think like any like advice you have for other people listening and us, like how should Alex go about this situation?
Yeah. What do you think I should like, fuck this, not actually,
not like have sex with him, but like fuck off.
Yeah. Type of fuck thing. Off this guy.
Or like, what's up? Like, have you guys had similar situations where you can kind of help give Alex insight on like how this is gonna end? Like,
yeah,
what's up? Any advice you have for me in first dates? Not that I have one set up or anything, but maybe, I don't know.
Talk to us about your dating culture.
Yeah. Also, we're serious about the DDR thing. If you guys have it, please send us your scores on Sandstorm. And if you don't know what Sandstorm is, you got to listen to that too. Because if you don't know that, you just...
Such a hype song.
Come on.
Such a hype song.
Turn it on. Like, full blast, first of all. Full blast volume.
Silent Sandstorm.
Quiet background dental office level Sandstorm.
Elevator music. Could you imagine?
Me, if I owned a building, that would be the only thing that played in the lobby. Just
we're gonna put it on our playlist, guys.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We'll put. Okay. There you go. No excuse. We'll put Sandstorm on our playlist. For those of you who don't know, we do have a playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. It's just like all of our songs of the day. We throw everything on there, and I guess we're also gonna throw Sandstorm as a little bonus for you guys for putting up with this very weird episode. I don't know.
I loved it.
I'm having a good time. I feel great. But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate us 5 stars if you think that's what we deserve, but rate us something, interact with us. We need the feedback. Seriously. We're so open to it 100% of the time. So let us know how you're liking it. If you're hating it, make sure to tweet us your stories at Advice Podcast. That's also our handle on Instagram. He texted back. What do you say? Read it.
Oh, okay. So I posted on my story of me in the hammock.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, haha, sounds fire. I was hoping I would get an invite into that hammock this morning.
You literally invited him last night.
Yeah, I was like, that was the rest of the conversation. I was like, if you want to come to our house, we're just chilling.
Like, you gave him... Guys, what the fuck does Alex do?
What do I do?
I wish you could tell us right now, but we're not going to hear from you till Thursday.
No, I'm going to be like... I did invite you.
Yeah. No, do it.
I will.
Whatever. Okay, guys.
I feel like there's no turning back for you. See, there's turning back for me for
no,
this guy.
No, there is. I will always support what you do. Like,
yeah,
I'm just being, I'm fine. I'm literally fine. But no,
this is so out of pocket.
No, it is. It's definitely like, come on, guy. Scroll back literally figure one finger scroll and you would see that I fucking invited you. And he wasn't hammered or anything. It's not like he's like.
Maybe he was.
He seemed very sober.
Some people just seem sober.
You're right.
Maybe he was fucked up and he got nervous and he didn't want to say bye.
Very true. We'll see.
Whatever.
We'll keep you guys updated. Yeah, we'll have a very big update for you on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday, you're engaged. All right, guys. We're going to go. We're going to get some breakfast. We're hungry and we have no food in our system. We love you guys so much.
We love you.
We'll see you and talk to you on Thursday. Bye. Bye. Read the room, buddy.